You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. After making a name for herself designing bags for Puma, Virgin Atlantic, and Microsoft, Jackie Ma saw an opportunity to strike out on her own. In 2012, living above a cycling shop in the London borough of Hackney, and as a working mother who cycled everywhere, Jackie noticed there was a lack of affordable, stylish bags on the market. And so, Good Ordering was born, a manufacturer of colourful, practical, and multifunctional bicycle bags for families and professionals. To date, Good Ordering has sold more than 10,000 bags online at its two shops in London and Seoul, South Korea, and in independent boutiques that stock the brand globally. Jackie has also taken to designing eyewear. She organises events to inspire more people to take up cycling and regularly drafts in her young family to help at the brand's London pop-up market stall. Here is Jackie's story.
I would describe Good Ordering as a brand that helps people to rediscover the joy of cycling through our kind of fun accessories for cycling. And yeah, they're kind of for urban settings, so for kind of city cycling. I think one of the two key reasons why most, like, why women, it's like sort of research has been found that the two reasons why women don't cycle as much is, one, because they're kind of scared and nervous, which, you know, I can't really do that much about that. I can with the, you know, bits of safety tape and those kind of things. But the second thing is that it just seemed like, you know, women just think they get really sweaty and they're not going to cycle to work because they're going to arrive really like flustered and sweaty. So Good Ordering is all about like cycling really slowly, taking your time, leaving early, stopping off for a coffee on the way to work, just chilling and just, you know, basically not really working up a sweat. I'd been designing bags for other companies like Puma and Debenhams and Virgin Atlantic, and then I got a job at WGSN doing trend forecasting. And so through like sort of 5 or 6 years working there, all I would do pretty much most of the time was like meet cool brands, like people doing interesting things, people having their own businesses. And I guess over time I just got a little bit like frustrated, like I wanted to get back to designing something. So that was pretty much like what spurred me to start the brand. I lived on top of a bike shop and I knew I wanted to design some bags that were kind of affordable. So not like 300 pound bags, but more like I had this ceiling of 65 pounds because I just knew that most people that I knew, that's about the amount that people would pay. I guess I just saw lots of people, just all different types of people getting their bikes fixed. And they were just people who weren't wearing Lycra. They were wearing jeans and dresses and, you know, like really casual clothes. So I guess that's when the penny dropped, like literally looking out of my window every day and seeing these kind of people and that there wasn't really accessories for them. What we want to hit people with is like, wow, like colour and, you know, this kind of, I like things organised. So all of our bags are quite boxy and square and they've got lots of pockets. So our displays are always sort of like literally like a grid, like bags lined up in colours and, you know, just sort of like candy, you know, like when you go to a candy store and you see all the pick and mix and just something that like just pulls you in and mainly through colour. So when I first started, I only had 4 styles, but each style had 4 colours. So it was like to give people choice of colour over styles. When I first started, I didn't have very much money. I still don't have very much money, but so the colours came from, you know, trying not to be seasonal. So after working in fashion for years, I was like, I just don't have the cash flow to bring out like a new kind of shade of pink this season. So all the colours are inspired by school uniform colours, which like don't change really. So yeah, the colours just very like classic, don't really change. I don't need to be seasonal, so therefore I don't really need to go on sale very often. And it's just very like kind of, yeah, just like how you'd buy a school uniform, I guess. The bags made in China, and you know, when I was at Puma, I used to go to the factories all the time, every 3 months. So it's the same kind of cycle. I visit the factories. I know them really well, the people who own it. I have a little label in my bags which say made with care in China, because I kind of want to debunk this idea that oh, they're made in China, they must be really crap. Yeah, they're made in China. I've sold 10,000 bags over the last, you know, four or five years to all over the world. So the idea is that, you know, they're made with a lot of attention and care, and I get really involved in the manufacturing process. And yeah, I really like, you know, working in that way. And that's what makes them affordable to the end customer. I like to like drop my son off at school and I get involved in the PTA fundraising thing, and I guess the balance is that I have this idea where, you know, most people work really, really hard until they're like 50, you know, 60 and then retire and do nothing, but probably deep down are really bored. So my idea is to work at that, you know, like a 60% capacity for longer, you know, until I'm like maybe 100, I don't really know, but basically just like switch it around so that I work less but enjoy the whole time rather than like try and look forward to some time when, you know, I'm going to retire, which I don't think it really, you know, works like that anymore. Otto, my son, he always like spots good ordering bags, and he comes to help at the market, like help in inverted commas, and that's what he has to do on a Saturday morning. And he's gotten really good at wheeling a really tall trolley down the street. They know that's what affords the flexibility for me to be able to, you know, we're going to Australia for 6 weeks next month and I'll be working from there. So, you know, I came from a family of, my parents had their own business as well. So I just love that idea of like being an example to him. I mean, the best way of being is not like telling them what to do, but just like sort of being that. And he knows that it's just a balance between what your commitments are as a parent and also with working. And he kind of knows like money and like the value of money and stuff like that. I think that work and life is pretty fluid, and you know, I've got two kids and I started the business with, you know, having them, like the business was started the year the first one was born. So it's all about kind of flexibility and, you know, just being non-judgmental. You know, like a lot of hardcore entrepreneurs are like, you know, I work till 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and if you don't work till 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not hardcore. And so for me, it's just to show that you can have a business that's going to make a good profit and give jobs to people, but you don't have to be really extreme, and you don't have to even quit your day job. I mean, I've talked a lot about starting Good Ordering whilst I was still working full time for the first 3 years. And, you know, women have a lower appetite for risk, and, you know, talking about having your own business in a context where you don't have to be a massive risk taker is like a positive thing for me. We are kind of going through a time of expansion. So in the future, I see us working on a sort of a higher end range of bags that are made in Europe. And, you know, just to kind of keep the brand going, that same fun aspect, but also being really conscious of, you know, sustainability, and that people really want to buy really, really, you know, quality products that are going to last them a long time. So I like to offer that in, you know, parallel to the current range. And then, yeah, some ideas around like personalization and customization that's really exciting as well. So, yeah, hopefully there's lots of little bits and pieces that are fun and interactive for our customers.
Thanks very much to Jackie Ma for sharing the story of Good Ordering. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.